القرآن القرآن القرآن
تفسير with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين
القرآن
نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
Let us now go to the Qur'an al-Kareem. Firstly, the hadith on the importance of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An Abi Hurairata radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man hafadha ala haulai salawatil maktubati lam yuktab minal ghafilina. Wa man qara'a fi laylatin mi'ata ayatin kutiba minal qanitina. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever remains steadfast in the five as-salah will not be written amongst the neglectful. And whoever reads 100 ayat in a night will be written among the qanitin, and that is the obedient. Hazrat Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads 100 ayat in a night will be exempted from the demands of the Quran, and one who reads 200 ayat will get a reward for offering salah throughout the night, and the one who recites 500 to 1000 ayat will get a qintar. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala majma'in asked, what is meant by qintar? And Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, it is equal to 12,000 dirham or dinari, respectively, until of the currency of Hijaz at that time, which they spent, and it was the currency. So Jama'at al-Muslimin, in the light of this hadith sharif, let us go to the Quran al-Kareem, Surah al-Baqarah, verse 273, and thereafter we follow its tafsir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
للفقراء الذين أحصروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا وما تنفقوا من خير فإن الله به عليم.
صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. سورة البقرة reveal in مدينة المنورة. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in verse 273, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Lil fuqara'i alladhina uhsiru fi sabilillahi la yastati'una darban fil ard. يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا وما تنفقوا من خير فإن الله به عليم. Charity are for the poor who are constrained in the path of Allah and cannot travel in the land. An ignorant person thinks them to be wealthy because of their restraint from begging. You will recognize them by their mark. They do not ask of people with opportunity. Whatever good thing you spend, surely Allah knows of it. Now, ya jama'at al-Muslimin, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu mentions and instruct and gives the instruction to spend on those in the path of Allah. Now this particular verse explains the virtue of giving charity to those who are engaged in religious activities which prevent them from earning their livelihood. The author of Ruhul Mani, volume 3, page 46, he writes that this verse refers to the people of Suffa, who numbered approximately 300, and they constitute of poor immigrants and lived on a raised platform covered by thatched roof, located within the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And their only occupation was the acquiring of knowledge of deen and participating in any expedition of jihad that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam dispatched. Hazrat Sa'id ibn Jubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the verse refers to all those soldiers who have been injured in a battle, and according to the author of Ruhul Mani, it is learned that these two groups should receive preference in spending, but the charity should not be restricted only to them. The description of these people given in this verse is that they are unable to travel in search of their livelihood. This qualifies them to accept a charity. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الَّذِينَ أُحُصِّرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ ضَرْبًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And then furthermore, another quality of theirs is that an ignorant person thinks them to be wealthy because of their restraint from begging, that where they say, يَحَسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, this verse explains that those who are engaged in religious works behave independently and never ask of people, even though they cannot earn their livelihood. Now this behavior fools the unwary person to think that they are wealthy. It is the duty of the Muslim to seek out such deserving people and to assist them. For the truly deserving ones are those who do not beg. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the needy person is not he who goes begging from door to door, who will be satisfied with one or two morsels or dates. But the real needy person is he who has nothing to gratify himself and none are aware of his needs due to his abstinence from begging. And this has also been mentioned in Bukhari volume 1. Then the third quality of such people is that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu mentions in this particular verse of the Quran Kareem, ta'arifuhum bisimahum la yas'aluna an-nasa ilhafa. You will recognize them by their mark. Now Jamaat Muslimin, this refers to the apparent condition of destitution by which one may realize that they are needy. Some commentators interpret this to mean the signs of hardship which are evident on their face. Others maintain that it refers to the paleness of complexion caused by hunger. And sometimes you notice this, many a time, those who are in hunger, those who don't have food to eat, that there is a different a color on their face because of the hunger. And others say that it is the condition of the clothing. Now all these opinions have been recorded in Ma'alimut Tanzil, volume 1, page 259. But they are not restricted to this. A person who truly wishes to gauge their conditions and may do so by observing many more signs when mixing with them. Then furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, there's وَمَا تُنْفِقُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٍ, that they do not ask of people, they do not ask of people. Commentators say here that these people never beg at all. The mention of this clause is what is merely coincidental, because this is a trait of many beggars. If they were to beg, why would an ignorant person think them to be wealthy? Then Allah towards the end finally says that فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ, that whatever good thing you spend, whatever good thing you spend, وَمَا تُنْفِقُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ, that whatever good thing you spend, surely Allah knows of it. Jamaat al-Muslimin, Allah values everything spent in His cause and will never allow it to be wasted. Every action shall be duly rewarded by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The author of Bayan al-Quran writes that it is that from this verse that the best people to spend upon are the religious students, the learners. The insolent remark of certain inexperienced people that such students should earn their stay in as answered in the Quran Karim. It is simple to understand that no person can accomplish two tasks simultaneously, both of which require his complete attention. Anyone who has any experience in serving the deen will know that this service demands one's full application, dedication, focusing. If one has to make an effort elsewhere, it would hamper one's commitment, causing the service to the service to deen to be impaired. So therefore, how important it is, Jamaat Muslimin, that one should seek and look for those learners, those who are learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or going in the path of Allah, to spend on them so that they can be relieved from this acquiring of their sustenance and their needs, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says, regarding to them to spend for those people who go in the path of Allah, or those who are learning in the path of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.